Blaisdell. I grew up just north of Concord, not far from here, in Bosquen, New Hampshire. I've lived in Epsom 25 years or so, roughly. My family roots in Epsom, though, go back to the Revolutionary War. Today I'm talking about a quilt that has yet to be completed. It is sized for a double size bed. It is a trip around the world quilt pattern. It is made up of dusty rose hues, so it goes from a cream ivory to almost a burgundy, and lots of calico fabrics. This quilt was supposed to be a gift from my mother. When I graduated from high school, she said she was going to make me a quilt. My mother was a procrastinator, not unlike me and not unlike my child. And I laughed at her when she told me she was going to make me a quilt. And I said, yeah, Mom, lucky if I get it by the time I'm married. 4 or 5 years later, roughly, she died suddenly in an accident. And after her death, I was cleaning out her bedroom closet. And in that closet was the bag from the quilt shop where we bought all of the fabric, neatly folded in the bag, untouched, uncut, with the booklet on how to do the trip around the world quilt in a day. So I decided that this quilt was going to be my therapy. And I took the fabric home to my apartment and the booklet and began trying to do it myself, cutting and piecing, using the manual, cursing, crying, being very angry at her for the fact that she was not there. And it was the first quilt I'd ever made. I'd made a lot of garments and clothing and costumes, but I'd never pieced a quilt before. So when I look at it now, I think it's really not done very well. You know, I can see where the seam allowances aren't quite right and the corners don't quite match up, but you know, it was my first quilt. So I made the quilt, or I made the top of the quilt, because I have yet to finish it. My mother passed away in 1988. It is now 2020. I want to say I finished piecing that quilt about in 1989, 1990. So that's how long it has sat in storage in my home unfinished, because I'm a bit like my mother and I procrastinate. But what happened is I got the top made, and I wasn't skilled enough to know how to do the binding and the backing and get the batting in it and do the actual quilting. So I decided that this needed to be a generational quilt. So now I am passing it on to my child. It came from a Nancy and is now going to a Nancy, who also is a seamstress and who has a wonderful brand new sewing machine with a quilting long arm, you know, type of machine that she can do the quilting on to finish it.